Globally, it's a positive reaction because people clearly saw that it was not possible to have elections in such kind of conditions. Most of the people on the ground opposition and those protesters are happy with that, even if they didn't talk about the question of third mandate and many other questions. But as the communique said, it's possible that this postponement will help to deal with all the other questions that are on the table now.
The reason the protesters are in the street every day is because President Nkurunziza decided he's going to seek a third term. And the East African leaders did not address that. Is the opposition hoping that this issue can still be addressed?
This question will be one of the questions on the table during the talks, for sure. And then next, I think people must understand that all these reactions of people protesting against this third term for President Nkurunziza is just a symbol of a system that has been killing people, has been torturing people, that have been almost destroying the economy of the country. So when people are fighting against this third mandate, mostly it's much more about the way the system worked during those 10 years than specifically against Mr. Nkurunziza himself.
If the opposition says they are ready to resume talks with the government, what are they going to be talking about?
A lot of questions. This third term question, for example, the basic human rights, the right to protest peacefully, the right to have access to information. As you know, independent media has been destroyed, and now today the owners can even not access to their own places. This question of extrajudicial execution, political leaders in opposition, in exile, the brutality of the security services, and so there are many questions that will be for sure on the table, including this one about militias.
Innocent, tell me, the Electoral Commission is supposed to consider when this parliamentary election will be held again. In the meantime, how legal is this Electoral Commission? Because we hear that some members have left or some of them have run away. Is this commission legally constituted?
No, it's not anymore legally constituted because there was supposed to be 5 persons in this commission. And the way they have to take decision is supposed to be 3 on 4. Today, it cannot work anymore. So the first question to be addressed is to rebuild another independent commission that will be able to decide about this or that. Now,
in the meantime, do we know if the presidential election is still set for June 26th?
They didn't talk about that. They just said that they postponed. The president of this electoral commission this evening announced that they decided to postpone the elections, but to say that they cannot tell when they will be, and that we have to wait to the right people to take the right decision. This means the president of the republic through a decree.